From design to maintenance, installations, part 2. The main task of the central heating system is to ensure proper temperature in usable rooms, thereby providing thermal comfort for occupants. The choice of a home heating system has a significant impact on its future running costs, energy consumption, as well as air pollution, smog. The domestic central heating is often installed along with the hot water system. The central heating system is the even distribution of heat throughout the building, which coming from the fuel burnt in a central heating boiler located in a separate boiler room, is delivered to the heating elements, radiators, as well as underfloor heating mats and pipes. There are heating systems used for one flat, traditional heating, one building, several buildings, and even whole cities, heat and power plants. Central heating can be divided in terms of the type of heating medium, heat carrier, hot water, low pressure steam, perimeter or electric heating, the type of fuel used to heat up the heating medium, solid fuel, fuel oil, fuel gas heating, as well as alternative heating using alternative energy sources, solar collectors, heat pumps and biomass combustion. In Poland, solid fuel boilers are still most commonly used. The ones that burn coal and coke operate on a gravity-fed system and require connection to an open expansion vessel. The heating medium is water supplied to the radiators and underfloor heating system with the use of steel, copper and PVC pipes. The disadvantage of the gravity-fed central heating system is the need to use pipes of large cross-section as well as ensure the pipe slope to prevent air trapping and minimize water flow resistance. In detached houses, pumped heating, in which the circulation of the heating medium is forced by a circulating pump, is more and more often used. This allows for using more efficient and modern boilers, for example equipped with a retort burner for such solid fuels as eco, pico and pellet, as well as an automatic feeding fuel system and an automatic control system. In pumped heating, one can use much smaller diameter pipes. Oil and gas boilers are also popular, though not cheap in maintenance. The gas boilers, single-function and combi ones, require installing a natural gas or propane-butane gas system. They can be installed in a separate room or built in a boiler cupboard in the kitchen. One should also install a gas system, usually surface-mounted, for domestic gas appliances, hot water storage tank, gas cooker, gas fire. It consists of a pressure regulator, pipes and fittings, a cut-off valve and a gas meter. Because of the flammability and explosiveness of gas, the system is required to be leak-proof. It is good to install gas detectors along with an alarm system. Central heating boilers are at the same time the source of heat for domestic hot water production. A central hot water system starts with the valve of a device for water production, for example a hot water cylinder, and ends with draw-off points. It is most commonly performed parallel to the plumbing system. There are systems with either local or central hot water generation. Heat pumps and solar collectors are being used more and more often as the source of domestic hot water.